Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the TerraGo podcast series. There's a seismic shift happening where major enterprises are moving away from using costly proprietary GPS devices. As a result of this shift, we now have more nimble providers who offer GPS units designed for iOS and mobile apps that are highly cost-effective and help organizations easily leverage field data to enhance decision-making. TerraGo recently announced that it partnered with Bad Elf, a manufacturer of these types of GPS units. And today we're fortunate enough to be joined by Brett Hackelman, who is the CTO and co-founder of Bad Elf. And Brett, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. It's great to have you. And let's start from the top. Before we really jump into some of the issues that we discussed at the top of the podcast, tell us all about Bad Elf.
Sure. So once again, my name is Brett Hackelman. I'm actually the CTO and one of the co-founders here at Bad Elf. We launched the company about 4.5 years ago, and our primary markets are actually aviation and marine. Aviation is a market that's really adopted the iPad in the last 4 years since the iPad was launched. And so we've been selling our GPS units to pilots worldwide and used in all sorts of very interesting and often hostile environments for GPS.
Great. Now let's talk about the benefits of integrating your GPS units with TerraGo Edge mobile apps and platforms. I know that was the foundation of the press release that was recently announced about the partnership. So tell us about some of the benefits of this partnership.
Sure. We here at Bad Elf are very excited about this partnership. It's as a hardware company, we produce GPS units, but we really don't produce any apps of our own. So we really rely on our app partners to provide the ultimate solution used by our mutual customers. And TerraGo, we think, is really doing just an excellent job of really for the surveyed markets, doing a great job of really explaining the benefits of bring your own device mentality to these problems. What we see with the TerraGo Edge platform is really, they're just doing a really good job of taking advantage of all this innovation we see in the app ecosystem. Users really expect to see constant updates, and TerraGo is doing a great job of releasing new versions of their product on a monthly or quarterly basis, and really showing off the power of the platform for survey users, GIS users. We really see three kind of major points with TerraGo. In their last release, they added a lot of GPS-related functions, and they're in the process of integrating our SDK now. And that SDK kind of exposes some of the more advanced features of our survey-grade GPS receivers that you just can't get from the default Apple APIs. So these are things like, access to the raw DOP values, satellites that are in use and in view, some status indicators indicating exactly what kind of accuracy is there. So this is all kind of metadata that becomes really valuable to the end user when they're looking at their data set and trying to really get a feel for, do they have a high degree of accuracy and precision, in their surveys. And the second kind of thing we see with TerraGo is, enterprises and users of GIS software, they really are tired of having these proprietary hardware devices out in the field. But, they have a lot invested in the overall infrastructure of collecting and analyzing and sharing the GIS data. And so we think, what TerraGo is doing in terms of their integration with Esri's products, our GIS servers and data sets, that really allows our customer to adopt and replace parts of their overall solution and really leverage a mobile platform like the iPad or other tablets. Without having to make a huge investment end-to-end and having to relearn everything they've already done and have in place. And finally, the TerraGo apps. I mean, one of the things that we saw in all of our other markets, like aviation and marine, is that, these markets are generally require offline capabilities. So, you see some providers that are very much focused on the cloud, which is great, but for users that are actually out in the field, you know, they need to be, have functions and features that work there independently of an internet connectivity. And most folks do not have that kind of connectivity out in the field. So the Terrigo apps do a really good job of letting the users use the app and collect data in the field, and then doing really good synchronization with the back-end servers in the cloud, you know, when that internet connectivity is regained.
That's great. You know, in many ways, the answer, your answer just now bleeds in perfectly. I think you covered off on a little bit of this in with regards to my next question, but I'll throw it out there anyway. You know, I talked about at the top of this podcast about the seismic shift that's happening now, where major enterprises are moving away from using the costly GPS devices that often require, you know, specialized training. Tell us about more about this shift and your perception of it, and a little bit more about how Terrigo's partnership with you all fits into this new movement, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And this movement is not, you know, unique to GIS. We've seen this in other markets, such as GIS and vehicle navigation and lots of other markets. But basically, I mean, platforms such as the iPad and iPhone and others have really raised the bar in terms of usability, features, touchscreen interaction, connectivity, you know, and of course, price to the end user. So proprietary device manufacturers really just, there's no way they can keep up with this type of innovation and pace that we're seeing on the consumer side for these tablets and platforms. And so, you know, that's where we see, you know, some of that hardware. Our goal is to kind of really leverage those mobile platforms. So we add in, you know, our GPS receivers add capabilities that those platforms don't have. But then as soon as you have a, you know, tablet, you obviously need apps like Terrigo Edge to, you know, really provide the UI to the user, let them capture the data they need in the field, and then get that back into the cloud. And so I think what we're kind of seeing is, you know, the, you know, BadElf plus Terrigo really replaces what's out in the field. And then, you know, together we have a way of getting that data into, you know, either Terrigo's, you know, cloud platforms or into other systems that they may, you know, customer might have in the field. So it is a major shift, and really users, you know, they have high expectations now in terms of those platforms. So it's basically impossible to use an iPad for a week and then go back to using, you know, a proprietary device that might be running Windows CE or something else with a very small screen. You know, old legacy applications, and, you know, frankly, pretty horrible usability out in the field, you know, using a stylus or something like that. And so, you know, it's really, you know, we live in exciting times. You know, we have supercomputers in our pockets with great user interfaces. And so we see this trend very much continuing in the survey market. And I think where BadElf and Terrigo really shine is, you know, we're both involved working with our customers in the field. So we kind of see, you know, it's not enough to just have, you know, an iPad plus an app. It really comes down to the overall end-to-end solution. So that's everything from hardware, the usability of that hardware, you know, whether it's waterproof cases or rugged mounts or other things for the iPad or other tablets, all the way up to, you know, how do I use this device effectively in the field and synchronize to the back end. So it's definitely a trend that's going to continue, and I think, you know, a partnership like ours really lets us, you know, each focus on what we do really well and bring a really innovative solution to the end user.
That's great, Brett. I really appreciate your insights there. This has been an awesome podcast. Before we sign off, is there anything else you'd like to add today? Anything that we missed?
No, I think, you know, it's safe to say, you know, at this point that, you know, the iPad and other tablets are not going away. And so this power, I see there's just so much of an opportunity in this market for these types of solutions. And, you know, frankly, anybody who has legacy products, you know, if they're not adopting the iPad or other tablets like this, then that really is going to be a problem down the road, I think.
Excellent. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Terrigo podcast interview with Brett Hackelman, who is the CTO and co-founder of BadElf. And Brett was kind enough today to share his insights on the new partnership that BadElf has with Terrigo, but also talk about the big shift that's happening out there when it comes to GPS units now that are now designed for iOS and mobile apps that are highly cost-effective and allow organizations to really achieve much more. And Brett, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. Take care.